Today, our Great Gardens tour takes us just south of Garden City to the home of Larry and Carol Geyer. I'm in what's called the Sandhills.
It's along the bed of the used-to-be Arkansas River, now Arkansas River bed. So it's rolling sagebrush. It's an area called Sagebrush Estates. And so in just being here, I'm thinking, Carol and Larry, that this is a fairly good example of prairie.
Yeah, that's true. When we first decided to move out here, just going on 15 years that we've been here, Carol actually found this area, and we came out to look at it, and it was sagebrush and weeds, no trees, and we were just right across the road from the Buffalo Preserve. That's basically what it was when we came out and decided to build out here. As you can see, in 14 years, it's turned into a little different story.
Oh, it's beautiful. For one thing, your gardens have many, many levels, so why don't we just take off and start down these wooden steps here? This kind of reminds me of a California look here, just in all the different terraces and different levels or something like that.
I keep telling people.
Not flatland Kansas.
Yeah. I keep telling people where I live, everything's uphill both ways.
And I'm hearing bird dogs here.
Yes. Yeah, we have a shed with the kennels and everything. I have a pointer and a lab.
This used to be my vegetable garden, but it's turned into just an herb patch.
But again, it's raised beds on a lot of different levels. So this lots of vertical gardening here at the Geyers.
The grasses that you see here are all native grasses that I originally planted and just let them. And gradually, it's building and going to the north. Each year, it just expands a little bit more.
And it just fits right in with that rise there and the sagebrush and native grasses that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This little locust tree was our very first tree and tree.
All the ash trees that you see here all were little seedlings, and I've nursed them to what they are today. And
now they take a lot of water.
They do.
Yeah, because they're a willow tree.
They're a little type tree, and they do take a lot of water, and they do steal water from the other plants, so you do have to keep after them.
Yeah.
But I've taken a lot of time to trim them and to nurture them. A lot of people plant them and then just leave them be, and they just turn into a big scraggly bush. But I've trimmed them, pruned them, stayed after them. Take all the suckers off every year, and so the energy goes to height, and so I have some beautiful tall trees.
Do they really grow as fast as the ads say?
Oh, yes.
So about how much can they put
These are 14 years old, and there's some of them here that are way over 60 foot tall, you know, and some of them have a diameter, and I have one down there that's probably got a 4 foot diameter in the trunk. But you just have to stay after them.
Yeah.
And, they are a lot of maintenance, but I enjoy them. I love them.
Well, you know, I'm finding and talking with people on this Great Gardens tour and then just my own experiences, whatever it is with gardening, you have to stay after it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a low maintenance garden, really, unless it's concrete.
And it's been kind of fun to watch the ecosystem kind of changes with all the stuff you plant. You know, you end up with shade and you end up with leaves that mulch things and nourish the soil, and it's kind of fun to watch those changes in a place that all you had was one little tree and a lot of sagebrush and a lot of sand.
We moved out here in January, and in February one morning we opened up the front door and there was this like a 18 inch drift of sand in our front by our front door, and we both looked at each other and says, what have we done?
We made a mistake. We feel like when we come home, we are somewhere else completely.
There's no overhead lines. There's no light. The street lights. It's so quiet out here. You know, it's just unbelievable.
And it's very dark at night.
Yeah,
so you can see the stars.
Very peaceful.
And right next door, the buffalo roam.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
Do
right.
they ever come up here to where you can see them?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're right across the road from you.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's times when they have them in this pasture. They graze right through there.